I'm here with Robert DiMarzo, who's president of U.S. operations for Pfizer Animal Health. I understand that Pfizer made a pretty significant announcement today. Could you share that with the listeners?
Sure. First of all, good afternoon, and thanks for having us on board. This morning, we made an announcement that Pfizer Animal Health is going to contribute $1 million a year for the next 3 years for a total of $3 million to the National Cattlemen's Foundation for the purposes of enhancing and accelerating education to the industry at large.
And what are some of the ways you've done or you plan on doing this? Pfizer's run cattlemen's colleges across the country that I think a lot of people are familiar with, and it's kind of like you already have an established program. Is part of the idea to help try and expand this into different areas?
Well, I think it's important to understand that the specific end of where this money is going to be used and how it's going to be used is really up to the National Cattlemen's Foundation Group. And there's been a lot of talk, obviously, between Pfizer Animal Health and National Cattlemen's Foundation. But I think some of the things that have been brought up that may be looked at and probably will be looked at are certainly the National Cattlemen's Foundation, National Cattlemen's College, which we have run for the last few years and maybe at a regional or local level, certainly expanding and enhancing the industry fora. There's been talk about accelerating and enhancing Internet access for educational opportunities to producers throughout the country, whether they're in a very rural setting or near a large feedlot, say, in the Panhandle. Some of the topics that might be discussed and educated on, scientific issues, issues that affect the global marketplace and how that might impact beef producers today and into the future. Outreach to younger producers and how do we help them become more adept at living in today's turbulent times, but not only today's turbulent times, but a changing global marketplace. Someone said this morning that whether you like it or not, it's a global marketplace. So how do we bring these young folks who are dedicated to the industry, who we are all committed to, how do we get them up to speed and make sure that they're capable and confident to handle a very challenging world out here? So these are just some of the things that have been talked about. And again, it's up to the National Cattlemen's Foundation to make the decisions about how they want to use the money. But we're very proud and honored to be able to dedicate that money and be a partner with National Cattlemen's Beef Association in really helping to accelerate and provide good food for the folks wherever they are as we move on down the road.
You know, looking at the timing of this, it's really opportune, I think, in that you look around the country and it's even, you know, there's a lot of budget cuts going on within government and extension programs have, you know, funded that a lot in the past. And why did Pfizer decide to go ahead and do this? I mean, this is a major commitment.
I think it's important to understand that we have had a very good relationship with NCBA over the years, as I said before. And this decision was actually made way in advance of December 23rd, when the first case of identified BSE was found in the United States. Pfizer is a partner with the beef industry. Pfizer is a partner in agriculture in the United States of America. And we have to work together in the true sense of the partnership word. I know the word is used or abused, but if we don't work together on certain issues, we're not going to be able to advance the issues. We're not going to be able to work together to truly continue to put the safest beef on the plates of Americans and other people and throughout the world. So Pfizer is committed to the success of the beef producers. And you have to realize that Pfizer's success is directly tied to the fact that some of the folks here buy our products. So it's a symbiotic relationship, if you will, and hopefully a really good partnership.
You know, when you look at this down the road, it's like a lot of these conventions, you know, it's difficult for people to get here, you know, and get to the sessions. I think everybody who comes always finds a great deal of value in them. You know, by extending this, whether it's through distance learning or CDs or however the ultimate, you know, choice is made, you know, what kind of opportunities do you think this presents for, you know, guys that are out in the country that can't always get away from home?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it really gets to the heart of how the money might be used, in all honesty. Folks are busy. Folks have demanding urgencies to their time. So hopefully a lot of the distance learning opportunities, be it through the Internet, be it through CDs, be it through educational opportunities, through local fora, if you will help our producers become better educated on what's happening in the global marketplace, what's happening with diseases, what's happening with government-private interface, and how they can better be informed about what's going to impact their particular business and the cattle industry at large. So getting to where people are so they don't have to move, I think, is a very laudable effort.
And one of the things I know, this is really kind of at the starting phase, that these plans are going to be solidified and more targeted in the coming weeks. So I guess really the message would be for cattlemen is just to kind of keep their eyes and ears open, and we'll be in touch.
Yes, I think through the NCBA. I think it's important to understand that the NCBA is the lead here, and it's very important that the NCBA representing through the foundation, the industry, is really going to solidify the plans and make sure that those plans are implemented and executed and bring value to the producer.